views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I actually have a neat thing today. Today's show is all about navigating through the storm, but I would love to share, I would love to share a retroactive quote for last week's show because I came across it and I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to share this. Last show, Michelle, you'd really said that one of your favorite things about, not favorite, sorry, your biggest things that you'd like to bring forward with you into this new year of 2017, and you said, you know what, you'd worry less. Well, guess what? I found a really cool quote, and I thought you'd not only love it, but I think everybody would like to hear it. I really liked it. So here is the quote. It's by, actually, Corey, and his name could not be more fun, Corey Ten Boom, B-O-O-M. This quote was, "Worrying does not empty tomorrow of its troubles, but empties today's of its strengths." I just love that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I love that one. I've actually heard it before, which is weird, but I really, really like it. It's wonderful.
Wow. Okay, that is crazy, but I love that you heard that. See, that really is a big thing for you because you were meant to hear it. Well, anyways, moving back to today's show, which is navigating through the storm. That's a big one. I think that's every day, isn't it?
Well, sometimes the storm's a lot bigger. So, I mean, there are real times where you're dealing with real storms. I don't know if every day is a storm. I think some days really are okay.
No, yeah.
But some days, I think there's real storms to deal with sometimes.
Well, so that really brings us to the beginning point, which is let's define a storm. Like, not you and I, meaning I think it is important to decide and define what is a storm to you. What is a storm? What is your storm? And what are the warning signs of that storm so that when you actually have to navigate through them, you really can. You can steer your way through that with a little bit more calm and strategy and stuff. So let's start by defining some storms. So Michelle, do you have some warning signs for you that you can almost tell beforehand? Like, you know, in a real storm, like you feel the pressure and the wind starts gusting and things like that. So that's more metaphorical, but how is that for you? Define your storm.
I mean, a storm is, I guess it's relative. It's relative to how big a storm is, because there can be a tiny little rain shower that you feel. And then there's some major, major life stuff that happens. And I don't know if, I mean, I guess there's always warning signs, but sometimes you're totally caught off guard too. Like sometimes it really is a flash flood. And I mean, we're speaking all in metaphors right now, but sometimes it really, really is.
Them.
Like, you know, you think you're going one way and then all of a sudden your life takes a 180 and that's not necessarily a bad thing if, like we talked about in the last episode, about like kind of allowing yourself to, what was it? It was about like, oh yeah, because we said.
I kind of a good word.
You know, the G word, the God word, like allowing for God's plan. Like, you know, sometimes when stuff gets, when you don't expect, you know, you don't expect your life to go, it's like you're just going one way and then it's like, bam, all of a sudden you're not in it. So I think the hardest, because change is never easy, no matter what it is. You could be moving from an apartment to a beautiful house, and moving sucks. Like, I mean, I think most people think moving sucks because you have to clean, you have to move, and even if it's exciting. And I think there's a lot of things like change is not easy. Change is really hard. Even if you're changing for the better, it's still hard. You still have to go through that yucky phase. And just trying to find a way to, as we always talk about, be kind to yourself, not let the fear take over. Because sometimes change, I mean, really, life is all unknown. But sometimes the changes are really unknown. And that's scary because it's like, well, you know, are you, is this river going to turn into a waterfall, into a cliff, or is it going to take you somewhere else in the fog? Like, you can't tell. So I think
Anything that I've heard, it says never waste a crisis. So there's always an opportunity for the, in your change. Like, it is like, seriously, never waste a crisis. There's always a place for it. I think that
that's a good one
for earlier when you were trying to say about waiting for, not waiting, sorry, other hoping, you know, that God will help you through or something will help you through. Here's a good word for that, considering the storm, is floating. Like, if you can calm yourself to at least float and not struggle and wail around in the midst of all the whether it's a flood, like you said, or what's going on, but to, in a way, when you're floating, if we can anchor ourselves somehow while floating, I think that's actually what anchor is. It anchors you into a certain place, like a core thing, but you still have that freedom and flexibility to be floated, to move around and find out what the best strategy to navigate through something really is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably one of the hardest things to do, too. Like, you know, it's not because you have that, like, fight or flight thing that it's one of the hardest things to do. That's like when people are like, oh, well, you know, just calm your mind down. It's like, yeah, don't you think I want to do that? But, like, it's, like, usually the hardest thing to do. And it's like, I mean, that's the reason why we even do the show, because really everything's about mindset. But it, even though we have control of it all, we really do, it is the hardest thing to do. And we're quite conditioned to fear, and we're conditioned to, like, the minute any type of false security is taken away, I say false security because really there is no total security, taken away, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, what do I do? And we're very conditioned. We're conditioned that the unknown is very scary too. When we've often talked about in other shows, you know, it could be this or something better. So maybe there is something better is all the time, like when you're going through that storm. But it's very hard to get through. So I think that's why, well, exactly why we're doing this show.
You know, I thought of a really, I was laying there thinking about the show. I thought, okay, storms are so many things. Of course, when I think of navigating through a storm, I do think about being on a ship, you know, and then the storms and the ocean. But I was thinking of my first time where I really felt like a for real storm. And I remember this, my fun story. It was not fun. It was fun and it wasn't fun. I was in grade six, and I had one of my new best friends, like, where you're becoming quite a bit more independent. Your parents let you go out, you know, with your friends for a walk by yourself, play at the park and do that kind of stuff. And my girlfriend and I, we were out, and my mom said specifically, there's a storm coming. I only want you out for a short time. As soon as it starts to rain, she goes, I want you back home. And that was, like, a big thing. That was the warning sign, right? She knew. She could see it in the sky. She knew, but she was trying to let me, you know, go off on. So off my girlfriend, her name was Rhonda. So Rhonda and I were out, and I was having a great time. We were having fun. We were walking, and it really was, though it wasn't ominous, but you could, the sky was actually rather beautiful. Like, you could tell that something was shifting and changing. And then I felt the first drop, but we were kind of far. We were about a good 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, you know, only 10, 15 minutes walk. We're on our way to the, it was kind of weird. We're going to the school, which was a weekend. Like, why would you think, why would you want to go to the school? But going to the school on the weekend is so different than going to school to go to class during the week. But anyways, we're walking. I felt the rain, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to be able to get home. Like, it's going to pour. And it was my first time experiencing the true, like, you were soaked. You were soaked within minutes of this. But while I was with her, we were kind of, it was fun. And we were laughing, and it was like, wow, can you believe we're experiencing this? Because I was with my girlfriend. Well, I'd walked her home, and then I walked home by myself. And you know what? I got scared. I wasn't scared before because I was with somebody. And then all of a sudden I thought, oh my gosh, the thunder is so loud. What if I get hit by lightning? What if I not home? Like, it was all these things that I realized, like, I'm looking back, like, you know, thousands of years later, no, not a thousand years today. But looking back, I realized that I felt like I could conquer or take on a storm, you know, stand in the storm as long as I had somebody. I felt safe. But once I got back home, I was like, oh my God, mom, hug me. And she put on this warm blanket on me. Anyways, it was good to know.
That's
the biggest thing too. And I did apologize, of course, because I was not home before it rained. But it was kind of a neat experience when you're young like that. And I think that every time we do come, like, face a storm in our lives, it's new. Every storm is different. And every storm has a different rain, thunderclap, lightning, storm, whatever it is, right? It's got all those different toughnesses and challenges to them. It's my first storm memory. Do you have a storm memory? Or just more life, like for real life storm memory?
Oh, I've been in tons of storms, though. But, I mean, I don't know if they – I've been in tons of storms, of course. I don't know very many people that probably haven't. Yeah, I mean, it's of course they do. But they're just I'm just trying to relate it to the emotional storm. Because, I mean, storms are storms. So I'm just trying to find – like, I used to go sailing with my family, and you know, you can, it can be a totally sunny day and a storm will come up right away. Like, it's just, and then it will go away right away too. So you always have to be prepared for it, and you can't really be, you have to be prepared all the time. Like, not that you have to be on edge, but you can't take the ocean for granted, because it's a big, massive force, and it's much more powerful than your little boat, no matter how big your little boat is. So yeah, I definitely experienced that, but I also don't know if that's
sailing.
A great metaphor to always be on guard. Like, I don't really think that, I don't know if that's necessarily a great way to live.
No, but actually, I didn't know that you went sailing. And I was going to, I have never been sailing, but a lot of people say to me that's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's, you use a lot of muscles. Like, it's a lot of strength that you have to do to hold the sail up and everything. And I was going to say, that was one part of the, when I think about when you're in a storm and facing a storm, your strength, because sometimes you can feel like, I can't hold on anymore. Like, what happens if you were holding a sail for so long? Like, I don't know if this is super true, but if you were, do you have to hold a sail, or do you have to guide it, or go, like, it's hard work, is it not?
Well, it's definitely hard work, but, well, I mean, I didn't really do any, it depends what size boat you're on, but I was always on big boats, and often I was a little kid, so there's not really, like, I was doing,
okay.
Or I was an adult, but I don't really know, like, I mean, I was on a boat, but you have to,
right.
I'm sure, like, when you're on small boats, yeah, there's tons, but it's definitely work, even as a, it's just, the main thing, even as a passenger, like, even when you're not sailing, per se, you just have to be, like, on guard, like, if something,
aware.
Because, you know, all of a sudden, you could be, get like, oh, you got to move to this side, move to that side, grab this, do that. Like, it could feel totally fine. It'd be like just a regular day. And then next thing you know, it's like, boom, there's a storm there, or a micro storm, or there's a big wave or something.
And work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're really working with what's coming your way. And I think that's maybe where that wonderful come in the best, is that you do have to be, well, in life, every time you kind of have to move with things, be aware of what's going on, and then move with them. We are going to go to Garfield's. Dad, I was so on point. We're going to go to commercial, and we have a great song when we come back to help everybody.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
a storm. I'm so happy that we have one of our songs to play. Michelle, you know what I really thought was really, I was reading about storms. I thought that was, there's so much to learn about them. And not a water storm, but like a tornado kind of thing. There exists the eye of the storm. And I actually thought the eye of the storm was where it was not calm. It's actually the calmest place. And then there's a wall right around it. That's the most craziest part. Mm. And so I believe that the song that we're going to play for everybody, if we could imagine being in the eye, the most calmest part of the storm, of our own storm, and if when we listen to these words and the songs that you, the song that you played with us, if we could use this exploring of questions and finding our own true north, this might be the kind of great visualization for people to use for this eye of the storm. So, yes, everybody, so this is called Talk to the Storm. This is our song, and Michelle, you did a great job. Let's hear the song and see what comes up for us. Letting it swirl around. Certain thoughts run through your... I know! It's haunting, but in this wonderful, beautiful way. And sometimes, maybe that's actually a perfect word, is when we are dealing with our very own storm, it is haunting. Like, our thoughts are haunting us, and our what ifs and our worries and our stresses and stuff. And it made me think of a word, life jacket. Like, what would be your life jacket? What could be your life jacket? What is that for you that makes you feel, of course, you know, I'm going to say cats, but meaning what is that thing that makes you feel?
Well, what is it for you? Like, is it cats? I mean, everybody's so different of what will, well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, quotes and cats, actually. I was thinking about this earlier because a lot of the times I'll think I'm just my, let's call it anxiety for lack of a better word. That's not the exact word, but let's say it's anxiety and my head is kind of going everywhere. And I think, what would help me? I need some, my security and safety is when my head feels like I have something to focus on. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Focus on. Okay, so I'm going to pull this word out here, true north. If I can imagine a star, and it's not just a visual, I need words for me. It's very much words. And because I talk to my cats all the time to organize my thoughts, and I feel like they have little words back to me, not just meow. But when I'm saying something to them, so I actually sent down quotes, which I would share. Something that to me was very helpful was, you found this one quote that would make sense to me. It says, I breathe in my courage, I exhale my fear. Mm-hmm. And that's probably my life jacket, is to be able to talk myself through things. Everybody's a little different.
Oh,
maybe you sing. I have no idea. Actually, maybe you sing. What is it for you? What's your life jacket?
I have to be busy. I mean, I have to be incredibly busy and have projects. And I mean, it's a double-edged sword because I get stressed out when I'm too busy, but I can't be left with my brain. So I just get busy. I think that's
cool that we're, that's actually a beautiful opposite.
I don't know if that's positive. Well, I don't know if it's good or bad. It just is my is right now. So that.
Well, do you feel better when you're busy brained?
It's not so much being busy-brained. It's trying to focus. If something's not working, find something that does. I've kind of always been like that. So it's I don't mean busy in the sense of just being, but like I need projects and I need that's and I've always been like that. Like if it's something creative or music or sewing or I don't know, I just need a project. And
maybe it's a sense of accomplishment. So you're looking. Yeah,
something physical and tangible. I just need, because it's not good mm-hmm. for me to be alone with my, because my thoughts will spiral. And, you know, we're all different. Some people could be like, oh, well, you know, you should really face that. It's like, well, this is what works for me right now.
Well, no.
So I think everybody has to find their thing that works.
No,
and I'm incredibly productive, so that's kind of good.
Yes. Well, I think you're actually what you're saying, if I'm going to sort it out, if what you just said, like, you're right. I think that's actually why I look for words that are good, healthy for me, because if I sit in the problem itself, like, I will be in that spiral. So I try mm-hmm. to, like, what you're saying, a project for you is very tangible. Like, you can focus, you can see the result, you can have something that starts at A and finishes at Z, whatever way you say it. And the same thing for me. If in my mind, if I sit in that problem, I think, no, I can't sit in the spiraling problem. My life jacket has to be something that words that is like a puzzle that makes a proper picture and not my scrambled pieces of puzzles, which is my storm, right? Like that's mm-hmm. crazy pants. Like, ah, you know, something I love this. Today's quote day. I know we did cards last time, but today's quote day. I love this other quote that is kind of neat as far as, if you were to sail for the direction that you're kind of looking for and you're looking forward to that, like that, you're in your storm and you don't want to, like you said, look around, you go, oh my gosh, look at this wind coming, look at this wave coming, look at this. And there's this sailing forward for your true north is, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. And you may not know what you have chosen to become yet, but it is a forward. And you're literally not, like, hopefully that can help. I know that helps me when I think about that. I am not what happened to me or what's going on. I am what I choose to become. And I might not be there yet. But that's where I'm sailing towards. That's where I'm trying to get out of this storm and get to.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I mean, really, that's what actually happens in sailing, too, is that you sometimes you have to reroute, but you still have an ultimate destination. It just might take you longer to get there. And that's uh-huh. very, very factual. That's not even a metaphor. That's mm-hmm. what happens when you're sailing often, because you have to move, so...
Yes, lots of obstacles are in there as a thing. And another, this little one, I found what I think is a great quote for, actually, it's a really fun quote. I had to really research this one. When I think about anchoring, because we talked about floating and sailing actually in a weird way is kind of, I mean, you're giving direction to where you have to go, but you are kind of, you have to kind of say, I might go a little bit different, but I trust that it's going to take me there because this is where I'm heading. And a really neat quote was here was, where you stand is where you sit. And I had to read that one a bunch of times. It's actually Nelson Mandela who said that, where you stand is where you sit. And I thought, oh my gosh. Okay, so I have to read it backwards. So where am I sitting? Because that's what I'm standing for. Mm-hmm. So in my storm, let's say, I'm in the storm. Okay, so I'm sitting in the storm. Is this what I stand for? Is this what I want to promote to the world and drifting? Or do I need to get up and sit somewhere else? Like, what is my world looking like at the moment? Is this what I – because I think the storms represent, as we said before, you don't want to waste this crisis. You don't want to waste the storm. What is it representing to me? Is this what it is? Or how can I – what can I choose around me that I can change, that I can alter to really make even small moves to make big differences? Mm-hmm. And it's a friendly reminder, too. Small, tiny changes mm-hmm. that make big differences in the end. I'm on a quote quick kick today, huh? I love those books they put together. You have them on your coffee table books?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we have heavy-duty help some people out here for their stuff here. So when we're – I have a couple of – steps to kind of recognize signs, to kind of look around and say, what's going on here? So let's start with, I'm just going to go through a little list. You can jump in and whatever, you kind of go, hey, I like that step. So most people know that when we're actually in the middle of a storm, we go, okay, you know what? Oh, one of my friends calls this the Niagara Falls syndromes, which works for any falls, obviously. You're like, trundling along, and then, oh, he went over the edge. And I love that you said last show about how sometimes when you're going too fast, it's difficult to make corrections, right? And so I think the first thing, too, is if everybody can be prepared for the storm, say, okay, what are the signs? Like, for real, what are some real signs that you know that maybe you've ignored before or that you've kept going on it, or it hasn't worked for you, that you keep going to your go-to thing, but it doesn't actually help? So we have to start recognizing, okay, what about that doesn't work for me? What is not working in this realm? Sometimes for me, my thing is some people can overthink the signs and some people can ignore the signs. I think there's a lot to do in that one right there. Another one is, too, a lot of us fall into despair. Like, oh, my gosh, this is happening again, and I can't believe this, and now I won't be able to fix this. There's no way out. And, I mean, our show is about what's possible, right? So, but I think falling into despair is a really, well, people suffer from depression. Oh, here's a question for you. What's your take on do you think depression is a storm? Like, is that a quiet storm, a big storm? Or is it a storm?
I mean, it's such a relative term. It's whatever you choose to be a storm. If it's something that you think's disrupting your regular weather pattern, then I guess so. I mean, it can be anything. I mean, because we're speaking in between real stuff and, you know, well, it's metaphors for feelings. So, I mean, it's all relative. A feeling is relative, just what it means to you. For some people might not even relate to the storm, but, you know, you and I do. And I would say, I think a lot of nature does express what's actually going on for us too, constantly. Like, you can see it happening in nature. So I guess that could fit it. Yeah. Anything that's a disruption. I mean,
that's true. It's but there's a commercial going on right now for Bell, whole system, Bell telephone, everything. And they're actually, that made me think of that commercial now, because they do bring up depression, and that's their whole, for lack of a better word, marketing thing right now. But I thought that was really interesting when they talked about depression on this commercial, and they say the most important thing was to talk to somebody about it. And I think that, well, the song was just called Talk to the Storm. So I think communication is so key. It's finding our way to communicate to the people that can help us. Oh, I hear the birds for the commercial. We shall return.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martuj in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad that you brought up about nature and weather and patterns. What was it? It was just a couple days ago. I can't remember somebody sent me this really, really cool. I was having so much fun, to be honest with you. It was hearing chemistry. And at first, no, I'm going to tie this all together, but
when I listened to this, I can almost remember what it was from. Anyways, it was something to do with hearing chemistry. And what they had done was put in the vibration and the certain hertz and stuff, the sound that each chemical sounded on a keyboard or synthesizer. And they were putting this together and what it sounds like and what one sounded like, the carbon atom sounded like the hydrogen atom. And it was such, first of all, that was just beautiful and super cool. And then they did, and this is what, glyphosate sounds like, or this, like a Roundup Ready, like something like a chemical or heavy or not good for you kind of thing. And then what that got to sound like, how it didn't harmonize with it. And also, too, storms and weather patterns are things that don't, they are harmonizing in their way, but it's not a destructive thing, but you know what I mean? It's like a big whoosh, 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 and it builds up and stuff. And so something that's not harmonizing or something that it can feel off inside you and create that shaking, like an earthquake kind of thing inside you. But where I'm going to bring this all around, that very fun, very amazing half an hour thing led me to finding they had taken, a section of a tree, of a 100-year-old tree, let's say, and they put it onto a kind of a record player in a way, and they had the special needle that played the tree rings. Like, first of all, how cool is that? Oh, my gosh. And
that's really cool.
It doesn't really sound like anything. I know. Have you ever heard it?
No, that's awesome.
I've heard it. It was beautiful. It was we got to hear it in the sound of a piano. Well, it was the most, I've listened to it so many times. And why I wanted to say this, because what you said, there's patterns in nature, and nature responds to it. Nature shows us, nature displays to us what's going on. And when we look at the history, and this was cool because we got to hear the history of that tree. And you could hear the turbulence that it went through. You could hear the beauty it went through. You could hear when it grew and it had this other ring that was created, it created, different notes. And I think that's something, too, that if we can look at in our lives, like every storm we go through leaves an impression. It's an imprint in our lives. It's our thing. That's what we take with us from that experience for the next time. And I think that's why I'm so caught up on, what are the signs of my storm, or what is this? Because I really do want to handle the storm the best way I can, obviously, and not go into some other thing and say, I don't want my aftermath, the cleanup of the storm, to be so brutal when it finally passes, because it will, right? That's, I would hope.
I think taking the good and the bad out of it, if we were able to look at, nature, seasons aren't good or bad. There's no... It's not good spring, bad fall. Like that doesn't exist. And right now, being in LA, it's rained a lot, but it's exactly what LA needs. It's been in a drought. This rain is great, and it's cold and rainy, and it's been cold and rainy for a while now, and it's really good. It's a positive thing. It needs the cold, needs the rain, even though, it's sunny LA. It's going to be sunny LA again, but now the nature knows what it's doing, and potentially, hopefully, maybe this can help the drought a little bit. So I think it's that, and even that goes to, again, call it whatever, God's plan, universe plan, higher power, higher self, whatever it may be. When you let go, there could be something much better. Nature knows how to take care of itself. Nature, when the trees need to be thinned out, it can cause a forest fire, and that seems devastating, but it's exactly what needed to happen. And from the grand scheme of things, when we get out of our own little tiny box, and then you can look at your life as a whole, too, to be like, was I going in the right direction? Maybe this reroute was exactly what I needed. Maybe a little tweak needs to happen, and then that fixes things. It's just, we really don't know, but to freak out and try to stop everything, I don't always know if that's exactly, you can't, when it starts raining, you don't push the rain and try and put it back in the clouds. That doesn't make any sense. You can't control it. It's raining, it's raining. So I think we have to do that in life. There's certain things we can't control. Everything, it's our reaction to it. Everything's our reaction to it. It's really never what's going on. It's how we're able to cope, react, and understand and navigate, because it's never, ever going to be totally perfect. And it's never going to be totally awful either. But just to find a way to, like you said, floating in those times and being a little bit more at peace with it. And I remember my friend JW said to me years ago, and it helped me so much. He's just like, honey, you can't control the wind. And that helped me so much. And you just can't control the wind. And it's okay. We can help our thoughts, and so we can get clearer and be happier and be kinder, because I don't think there's ever a day. You could be 100 years old and live a wonderful life, and still you're never just going to be like, well, that's it, I'm perfect. It just doesn't happen. We wouldn't have chose to be human otherwise.
Well, I have a great quote for this. Of course I do. Are you ready? Every flower must grow through dirt.
Yeah.
It really does. Gets a little dirt on those petals. Actually, this whole thing is being reminded me. I used to sprout. Kitchen farming. This is my little title for it. Like, oh, I'm kitchen farming today and tomorrow and the next day. And I remember when I just sprout for myself. Oh, you've experienced my sprouts every time you come over. I do lots of sprouting. And
they're very magical and
beautiful to watch. They're so tasty. They just have little life forces in them. You get to share them with your body. But, and actually, that's super important if anybody's going through a storm in their life, not just, you know, the little bits in there. But when you are going through a storm, nutrition is key, and really healthy, strength-providing, nutrient-giving nutrition is important. And the reason I was going to say about sprouting has actually taught me a lot, because I literally go through that whole process when I'm comparing it kind of to a person going through something very challenging and difficult in their life, like their storm, to a sprout. The sprout starts off, it's not even capable of doing anything. We have to soak it, which is like the rain. We have to soak it. We have to soften it. We have to remove those chemicals that are in it that won't allow it to sprout. You have to soften it with kindness, so what you just said. And then it goes through a period of it's coming to life. It's saying, I can come out of my shell, so to speak. I can speak my mind. I can hear my thoughts clearly. I can maybe even reach out to somebody. And then as it starts growing, that's where you're taking in the new things. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm growing. I'm learning from these experiences. And then you can actually come to a point where maybe you've come through that storm, and now you can offer your experience to others. And that's when the sprout offers itself to be, you know, eaten and share that nutrient thing. So, I think I'm going to sprout today when the show is over. I'm going to start soaking my mung beans immediately.
That makes you happy.
I'm writing this down, actually. I'm not even joking. Sprouting. Leaving notes for myself. See, the show's already helping me. I can say that. But no, I think any time that people go through something challenging, they can go through two very different things, like a very withdrawn, just to sort things out and do stuff, or they're going through they run around looking for somebody to help them, please help me, or how can I get help? Because you can go through so much panic. And I know with visualization techniques and meditation and music that, did you get your bowls by chance?
I do have my bowls, yes.
Ooh, which bowl do you think was, if you were to kind of hit a few of them or one of them or something to represent like the storm itself and then the coming out of a storm or sunshine or something like that?
Well, bowls naturally are kind of dissonant and harmonious at the same time, because they really do have, tones in it that sound quite dissonant and sometimes displeasing, and then they can sound really harmonious as well. So they can all be, because I think it does. I mean, classical music is like that. Like classical music, there's always a dissonant note, even in a major scale. I think I've talked about this before, but the seventh note before the resolution is dissonant. It's like it needs to be resolved. And so it's like the storm before the rainbow, and that's in a major scale. But it's in everything. Like beauty needs, not ugly, it doesn't need ugly, but I mean beauty needs anything beautiful needs the contrast. Like I think even living in LA when there was no, when it was just sunny and nice, sometimes like just for too long, I'm like, oh, I can't deal with another day of sun. I know that sounds insane to a lot of people, but I would get sick of it. I'm like, I need the rain. I need like the changes and the, and right now it's cloudy and rainy, but it's awesome because I know it's going to be sunny again and I can appreciate this and appreciate it when it's nice. And I think that's what's wonderful about seasons and like appreciating everything that's so different, because like we are also, people are so different, we look different, we talk different, we have different minds. And that's what's great is when you, and then there's other pieces that were so similar, like you think it's so funny because we're all these very 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 unique people, but like you had said in communication, sometimes when you find a safe person to talk to, you can feel better. You know, you can just be like, okay, well, I'm going through this, and you find out maybe they had similar challenges, or they can just offer something at that moment that's helpful. So, you know, to one, celebrate our uniqueness, but also to realize as a whole, you know, the greater thing of that we are all one, we're all together at the same time. So it is a dichotomy, but that's also what, that's what being on this planet is. It's extremes. And that's why we all chose to be here.
I'm literally right now, I can feel it transforming in myself. Right, this is live transformation. Lisa Berry. I'm truly feeling a more appreciative state from what you said for the storms in my life. And you're with the contrast and the appreciation for it. And though I've always been, they happen, you'll get through it, and it's okay. I actually am pretty level-headed and level-hearted about these things. However, it reminds me of actually when I was in high school, you're going to laugh because, you know, I'm totally a cat. I hate getting wet, and I don't like the rain, but I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I used to really, really love when it rained so much that when I woke up and if it was raining, I said, please let it rain all day. If it's going to rain now, please let it rain all day. I don't want it to become sunny later today. Just let this day be rainy. Because I got into a mindset that on rainy days, people were grumpy or going through emotional stuff. Mm. And I looked forward to it because it's like the world and the weather gave me permission to be a little bit more somber, a little bit more quiet, a little bit more reserved. But if it was sunny, I was like, oh, I have to be happy today because how could you not be happy on a sunny day? And I really looked forward to the weather patterns to giving me permission, you know, like, oh, you can be sad today. You can be, you know. And I forgot all about that, actually. That's really neat that you reminded me right now of that. And I think I'm going to take that reminded lesson and just say, you know what, it's okay to be going through a storm. It's okay. Like, it's fine. It's normal. We're all,
sometimes storms are very welcoming. If you think about the physical thing, like, I love when it's, like, I hate when it's too hot and sunny in the summer and I need to work because I don't like working in the day and I don't like doing music and I don't like when it's all bright and I really, which is hilarious that I live in LA. Like, I mean, I love a lot about, I do love sun and I love all that stuff. But I'm saying I specifically don't like writing and working in hot sun. But I love when it's like dark and moody and you can just like, you know, light candles and make it all nice. So. But then I love the sun too.
Activity dependent.
Like, there's a place for everything.
Exactly. Okay, wrap up navigating the storm when we return.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Just before we left there, we were talking about all those different weather things. And one storm I had not thought about was a sandstorm. And thinking how pretty it is after a sandstorm, because it makes a whole new, like, you know how this in the desert looks like all those little beautiful waves, like they're so smooth. It's kind of like it got a fresh start. But
But during the sandstorm, oh my goodness, it's like almost, I can imagine it. I've never been in one, but I can imagine it being painful, like your eyes and your, I don't know, like just little bits of grit being like thrown all about at you.
Yeah, sandstorm would be pretty awful to be in. I love windstorms. There's windstorms a lot here, and I love them. Like, they feel like magical and change. I love wind. It's really weird, though, because when I was a kid, my mom would say that I would, I guess, in the wind, like, I couldn't breathe or something like that. I don't know. But I love wind now. Like, it always, every time there's big winds, it always makes me think good change is on the horizon. Good and change. I don't really know why I feel that way, but I really, like, I
winds
love stormy weather. Like, I love going to the beach and it's all windy. I do like when it's really warm too. Like, that's, I think I just, I like a variety of stuff. So I talked to a girl the other day, I was like, tell me about the rain. She was like, I was like, how do you like the rain? And she's like, oh, I don't like seasons. And it's just, so, I thought it was so funny. I'm like, that's so weird. But I guess a lot of people, you know, especially that have grown up here, maybe it's just not their thing. Cause I was like, oh, I love it. It's like different. Yay. This is so funny.
Yes, I think the winds of change is what you like, and the changes are good. And maybe that's even one of the biggest things that we can both look at ourselves and for sharing with the listeners is that whatever storm you're in, there might be, well, I don't know if this is the only truth. There's lots of things to think about. But if you can at least recognize your true north, what is your core belief that you can always, always aim towards, hang on to, go for, then how can you anchor yourself in a storm? What is your anchor? Where will it be? How far will you be able to kind of float about from that anchor and still have flexibility and movement? And then who or what or how can you get to shelter so that just even to step away from that storm just for a little bit in amongst it while you can look for an answer, look for help, look for support. I think now I'm thinking of stars and I'm thinking true north, and I think that's so neat how there is, you do have a true north. There is a star for everybody that they're going towards. And that storm is maybe even helping them get there faster. Who knows? Maybe that storm is picking you up and swirling you around and going to plop you down even closer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You never know. Like, could be taking you to Oz. You don't know. I think it's just like surrendering. I think the biggest thing is surrendering, because you can fight and fight and fight, but then you get exhausted of the fight. And usually when you surrender to what is, things can change. And I mean, change is constant. This is the one thing. Our bodies change, our minds change, our life changes, our circumstance changes. It's the one constant in life. But yet it's the thing we are so fearful for, which doesn't really make sense, because it's a constant evolution.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look the same at 20 and 70. Like, your body evolves and changes. And also, that doesn't even have to be a negative thing. Like, again, you know, in nature, like, I don't look at the cats and the Scots and I'm like, oh, I was way cuter at 3, because now at 5, I'm not as cute. And when he's cuter, actually, he's cuter every day. But just, I don't think animals are that way, and people can be. I don't know why, in a lot of ways, even though I totally get lots of fear about things, why we're so fearful of change when it is absolutely constant.
Inevitable.
From the minute we're born, it's constant. I mean, from the minute you're born, you're growing. Mm-hmm. You grow into a person, you grow, like, we are changing every day, all the time. Even when we don't think we are, we're always changing. And to more surrender to
that. Funny that you're saying, it's funny that you said that about your cat, because just before the show, I found this show on TV. It's called The Secret Life of Pets. And there is what videotape their pets. It's so great. But they also teach you things. And I only watched about 6 or 7 minutes before the show. I was putting myself in that little extra happy mode. And they were talking about puppies. And I don't get to learn a lot about puppies because I'm always doing cats. So when I heard in the first two, like, they – like, just look at a puppy, look at a baby. I mean, they double, they triple the size. But the most interesting thing I did not know about puppies and dogs is that when they're born, they're completely blind and deaf for a long time. Not like the first couple hours or days. Like, their sense of smell and their, oh no, what's the other one? Hearing. So they hear incredibly. They can hear a mile, oh, they can see something a half a mile away in easily get when they finally get to see, but their hearing and their smell is at 100,000 to a million times stronger than humans, which blows my mind. But I was looking at that thinking, I could probably, like, not smell, but my senses, I could sense when something's building up in me. And I, you know, if we actually, I think that's a big thing too, is to become more aware of our current state. Are we in optimal health that we can provide so that when a crisis does come up, when a thing comes up, is our head in a good mental space? Are our emotions, like, is our heart in a good place? Is our bodies, is it at optimal fitness that we can fight that struggle, if you want to call it that, or sail the proper way? Or, so I think that I learned a lot from animals, because as you said, change is constant. It's evolution for you. If we can actually just keep reminding ourselves of that. Change is good. Change is evolution. We love evolution. We want evolution, because that's how we grow. And I think the puppy thing really helped me. I thought, wow, we just can look at all these senses. And yeah, like, the baby's so small, and the baby's not even a baby after 2 years. There's like a little person. And look at our storm that way. It's just like a growth spurt. A storm is a growth spurt. There we go.
Yeah, it's constant. I mean, we are constant. It wouldn't really matter what subject we talked about. I think every subject comes down to the same thing. Whatever you're going through is to find whatever tools help you, whatever, anything, but to be kind to yourself in that. So if you are freaking out, let the freak out happen, and then be like, okay, like a screaming baby, let the baby cry it out. And then at some point, you can't freak out. You can't be in a constant state of freak out. You will calm down at one point. So I think sometimes it is allowing, not just going, I'm going to snap out of this. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this, because that doesn't really do anything. Putting those feelings at bay. But if you really let it, if you let yourself freak out, whatever it may be that helps you,
actually,
do it. I mean, especially if it's not hurting anyone else. Don't tell me it's hurting anyone else.
Well, you know what's kind of neat? You said that the freak out is really you trying to organize and feel it, acknowledge or see what is bothering me so much. And so when you kind of just freak out, you know, something when you keep everything inside and then you finally freak out, really what's happening is that you're finally spitting out. Usually, like, I was thinking about this and going, if I was to freak out suddenly and go, oh my gosh, I can't take this anymore. What is it that allow it to come out? What is it you can't take anymore? What is it that you believe is going on in your life? Do you think people are out to get you? Do you think that you are not good enough? Or do you think you're being punished? Do you think somebody is trying to catch you at something? Like, I think if we allow that, or do you think you just really won't succeed at something? I think when you finally get to freak out, as you say, you have to let it come out so that you can go, you know what? That's what I'm afraid of. The freak out is really what you're afraid of. And as you and I talk about this, feeling safe is the biggest thing. So let the freak out come out of you so that you can hear what it is you're afraid of. And then find out the ways that you can best, like, what your life jacket is to that freak out. What could help you doing that? If you really think people are out against you? So if you do, then write out, who do you think's against you? What do you think they're against you for? Like, if we can kind of, and if you don't want to write it, I don't mean that, like, talk to somebody about that. Say, you know what I really think? One, I hope I have time here. I want to see the time. One thing I really, really, and you know this, Michelle, I freak out over, and it causes me such anxiety. And I've come a long way, and I just realized this in the past 2 weeks. It hasn't been a long time, but I've come through a big storm. Was I really get anxiety thinking that my cats aren't okay without me. So when I go away, I understand that, yes, at some point they will not be okay without me, but there's a time that they are fine. And it became such a big thing for me. I was really stressing out. I'd be in the house with them, but if I was in a different room from them for even over 2 hours, I'd be like, oh my gosh, once they're alone, do they know I'm here? I have to go talk to them. And I had to start saying to myself, Lisa, they're in the same house. They know you exist. They can hear really well. They'll come to you if they do. And I said, they're fine. They're fine. Don't make them not fine. And that was that is a constant storm that I literally went through every day, because it would bring such anxiety to me. My core temperature would go up, my heart would be upset, and it would control my life. And I started getting addicted to that fear. And I think that's another thing too. Sometimes with our storms, we can get addicted to those little tiny things that really build up, and we create that storm, and there's not even a storm. So I really had to go through it. And I'm very impressed with myself that I can actually be doing dishes and I won't rush through them to go talk to the cats. I'll be like, you can do the dishes. It's 10 minutes. You can do the dishes and everybody's happy. I think there's so many ways of dealing, of getting to the storm, whether it's acknowledging it, letting it come out, finding help, doing the support, listening to classical music, as you said, or, oh, could we have a little bowl sound before we go? Are you near them?
I don't. Yep.
Oh, you don't have them. Oh.
Oh, I don't have any of my, I don't have any of the wands for them. So okay. I just found that out. That sucks.
Oh,
okay. That's really weird.
Oh.
That really, really sucks. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
All right. No, that's kind of really disappointing because I don't have them for the whole week. I won't have them for a while. Oh, well. That's really lame. Okay.
Oh. We are going to manifest a wand that will show up for you. Somehow we can see this card is an opportunity. We're going to make a makeshift one for you in the next day or two. But if everybody can tip, there's a sound that makes you feel comfortable. I know that I sleep with a fan, and that's something that's very comforting to me. I think it actually puts a metronome almost to my thoughts so that I can go to sleep. So if anybody is going through a storm right now and you don't really know who to talk to or what to, how to get through it, and you're not prepared to let your freak out come out yet, so you could hear what's going on. If there's music, any kind of song that makes you go, or I like to listen to cats purr, or just whatever it is, give yourself that moment just to kind of anchor yourself, hear and see and feel your true north, and then figure out what is your life jacket. Is it talking to somebody? Is it doing this? So that's my little piece of for everything here. And find a quote that makes you feel good. And if I could, I want to repeat that last little quote that I love so much. It was, whether the word is courage or it's something else, that say, I breathe in my courage. I exhale my fear. Oh, we did talk about fear. Oh, Michelle, there you go. Sorry, kind of took up the whole last ending there on you. But thank you so much, Michelle. I hope you are able to navigate through all of your storms as I do for everybody else listening.
Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you.